Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We are so pleased that you are with us. This is Friday, and of course, you know what that means. As she has done for months and months and months and months and months and months and months, we welcome our good friend Cheryl Tessier in because she is the woman about town. She knows every place that's cool to go to, and she tells us about where we should go in a nice way.
That was quite the introduction. Thanks.
Wow, you are. You're pretty special.
Aw, that's great.
And then,
thanks.
Of course, we are so also joined for one last time anyway.
One last time.
I know, it's
one
really...
last. Time.
So will you come back? You should come back for a visit like on
I
Friday.
I should.
Because
yeah.
You're not going to do anything over at Drake on Friday.
Oh, you'd be surprised. But I could squeeze something
that be
in.
But she's not 21
yeah,
yet. So
I can't really join you.
Free every Friday.
Yeah.
Right.
So yes. There you go. Okay.
Exactly.
We got that
perfect.
Settled. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, what is an ado anyway? Have you ever figured that out? Without further ado? I've never seen an ado. But anyhow, with this is Cheryl Tessier, Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines.
He's so funny.
I think it's like to do.
To do?
Like without further to do about it.
No, it's ado.
I know, but like that's the meaning.
Right. Okay. Well, talking about things to do.
See, we could have this conversation forever.
Always. So,
yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. Well, I need to go home and get gussied up for the 16th annual fundraising event and auction tonight at the Science Center. This sounds really fun. Wear your party attire, drink some signature cocktails, and munch on some fantastic food, all while they come around and light you on fire.
Whoa,
what?
Yes! Did I get your attention with that? Apparently, they're going to be walking around lighting people on fire.
Will the ice bucket challenge come?
I hope so. I really hope so.
Holy cow.
Just with a lighter, just like, hey.
It's a science experiment. This is the Science Center. So I'll try to get a picture.
Please.
And we'll post that next week of them lighting me on fire.
Do they give you fireproof clothing?
I sure hope so. Something. So,
how odd.
Yes. But that was in the, you know, coming attraction, come get lit on fire. So
that's better than just.
And
that's what I
want to
do every weekend.
So.
It's better than come get lit. Maybe.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Totally separate. totally separate event. How do you guys feel about tomatoes?
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Okay.
Tomorrow at the Ted Lehrer Design Building and Garden Center in Cumming, they're having an all-day tomato festival.
Tomato or tomato?
I say tomato, you say tomato.
Do you say tomato,
Let's
really?
Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You also call Chick-fil-A Chick-fil-a.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never been there. Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Get filet. It like filet, chicken.
Like filet of
but it's not,
chicken.
Doesn't look that way.
But it depends on what you eat.
Filet. It looks like filet.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, we're talking about tomatoes.
Sorry. Tomatoes.
And this would be at the Ted Lehrer Garden Center tomorrow. They're going to be
Is it
sampling.
Lear or Lair?
Oh, heavens.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I know we're trying to stretch a little bit, but I've got a lot to talk about.
Okay.
So
shut up, Michael.
Shut up a little
That's
bit.
That's code for shut up, Michael.
Okay. So, anywho, they're going to be sampling 20 different kinds of tomatoes for your tasting pleasure. So go check that out. Cooking demonstrations, canning demos, lots of fun things to do. From 10 to whenever they end at the Ted Lehrer Garden Center tomorrow. Check that out.
Or Lear.
Oh, they're also having a salsa showdown. You can enter your most famous salsa recipe and win a prize. Doesn't that sound cool?
Yes.
Hmm.
Okay. Anywho. Also, this is kind of fun. All weekend long at local Hy-Vees, so you'll want to look this up on Hy-Vee.com for when your local Hy-Vee will be participating. But they're doing the Dole Peel the Love Banana Cabana Tour. Okay?
Say that three times fast.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to be doing banana-centered events. So your wife, Georgie, would really enjoy this, actually.
Yeah, she is kind of banana.
She is queen, yes. But anywho, from 10 to 1 and then 3 to 6 at different Hy-Vees. They're going to have all banana-centered events. Free bananas, free banana crafts for kids.
Will Chiquita be there?
Yes. So go check out your local Hy-Vee for free banana events sponsored by Dole.
I want to know if she's going to be Chiquita Banana. Is she going to be there?
Banana could be, probably. I would, wait, this is Dole.
No, so she won't be there?
No.
Okay.
Thank you
just
for that.
Checking.
Okay.
Doesn't Dole own Chiquita now?
I don't know.
Okay, we're getting too deep. Just, this is like about banana crafts and.
We blew the mind.
This is a business show.
All right. Heavens.
All right. Here's a good one. At Christ the King Church, the Sweet Corn Festival, the annual Sweet Corn Festival. This is August 23rd. That's out on Southwest 9th Street from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. This is free, folks. Free sweet corn and activities for kids. They also have other food for purchase and things like that, but they do this every year and it's a fun time. The Sweet Corn Festival out at Christ the King Church from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on August 23rd. Check that out.
Oh, you know what? Chiquita is Chiquita. It's not owned by Dole.
Well, that's...
So Dole is Dole and Chiquita is Chiquita.
Fantastic to know. Fantastic.
I
thanks.
Good job.
Didn't want to leave that.
We couldn't leave that hanging.
No.
Could not.
Not.
No cliffhangers
definitely
this week
not.
On Inside On Business.
Okay. Here's one of my favorite events of the year, and it just happens to be happening tomorrow in Polk City. The Polk City Lobster Fest.
Ooh.
This
because,
is
because,
awesome.
Of course, you know, there are so many lobsters in Polk City.
Haven't you seen them?
Well, there will be tomorrow when they fly them in fresh from Maine.
Ah.
Duh.
Duh.
Yes. $25 will get you lobster, corn on the cob, baked potato, and there's a live band. There's going to be a horseshoe tournament. How can you do better than that from 4 to 8 tomorrow? In Polk City.
You know,
Lobster Fest. Lobsters.
I'm there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have always kind of wondered, who is the guy that saw a lobster and said, I wonder what that tastes like. They are so ugly. Creepy looking, you know?
Like, I thought yeah, they were kind of cute when I was a kid. I used to like to look at them. I didn't realize that we ate them.
Yeah. And they scream when you put them in the boiling water.
Do they really?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anywho, let's
just
see.
Kind of makes the appetite just want to go.
Yeah.
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 Little feelers
tasty.
On their foreheads.
Come for the lobsters, stay for the corn.
Yeah. That's right. Two of my favorite things, lobster and Iowa sweet corn.
Both require butter. Much butter.
Truth. Truth. Ingersoll Live, also tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Ingersoll Live, 4 o'clock.
Who's the band?
That's a good question. Would you know that, Mariah?
I would not off the
Michael's
top of my
going,
head.
Michael, yes, Michael Tillman. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, can we?
There's actually a series of different bands. There's a whole lineup. I don't think there's one specific headliner that's going to be on there, but I know Bonnie
Raitt?
No,
Finken.
Bonnie Finken is one.
Okay.
That's the artist that I know that's going to be there. I mean, there's more than just her, but she's kind of one of the headliners that I knew of that. But
fantastic.
Yeah, lots of different people.
Yeah, thank you. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. It's a free street block party that takes place between 2800 and 2900 Ingersoll Avenue on Saturday from 4 to 11. Like Michael just said, there's going to be lots of entertainment, artists featured, and get ready to rock out and eat some great food from some of our food trucks around town and some of the other local businesses down there. Fun time, Ingersoll Avenue.
Free kids activities, too.
Yeah, lots
including
of stuff.
Inflatables and balloons, train rides.
Very fun, very fun. Also happening during the same time tomorrow night.
The Isisarettes are going to be there.
They open at 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, they'll be opening up the... The activities. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Aren't they fantastic?
They're so cool.
And Jason, Carl, and the whole damn band.
Mm-hmm.
Crooked Mile.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie.
Shoot, I would go just for the Isisarettes.
That's right.
Oh, there's two stages.
They're fantastic.
The Des Monks.
This is a big deal. I'm talking about.
I know. Yeah. I've been to one.
Oh, yeah. Hmm? Yeah, good. Well, go check that out tomorrow. And if you're not going there, go check out the Color Fun Fest 5K. Another one of those, throw color on you events. This one is at Principal Park, so looks to be a fun time. Check that out tomorrow night. Let's see. Here is a fun one during the week, August 27th. It's the Dine Iowa State Mixology Championships.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had
Yes, we did.
Yes.
But I don't
from the Iowa Restaurant
the
Association, Jessica Dunker.
was in.
And she was in when they were doing the Des Moines finals or the Des Moines regionals. Mm. And because we've already done them in Eastern Iowa, and now they're co-mingling all these people, and the finals for the Iowa Restaurant Association are coming up.
Yeah, and that's
really cool when she was in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you do a demonstration in
No,
here?
We didn't do
Sadly,
any.
Sadly, no.
She was talking about what they looked like, you know, because they're pretty sharp-looking concoctions.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's
light
the deal.
Up and mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool stuff. But it's at Americana, and that's on Wednesday from 6
right
to
here.
8. Mm-hmm. Yep, right down the street. It's from 6 to 8. It's $30 per person, and you get to be the judge. 12 mixologists
From 6 to 8?
From 6 to 8.
On what day?
Wednesday.
Mariah.
Yep.
Hey,
yes.
It's right here. It's like,
it's right here.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to go over
school.
There after.
Yeah, I'll take
be
Michael
sitting in a
there.
Classroom.
Yes.
But Michael's over 21.
Michael is, and
so
Mariah
you can actually
is not.
Take him.
Okay.
Yes. But there'll be 12 mixologists, and you'll get to sample 24 of their best competition drinks, all for $30. How cool is that? So check that out at Americana. You want to get your tickets ahead of time, so give Americana a call, 276-1454, for more information and tickets for that. Here's one more that I've got for you. Next week, August 28th.
You better have more than one more because we got another minute and a half.
Well, we'll talk about this one for a minute and a half. How about that?
How about that?
So this one is Thursday, August 28th. This is at 5:30 at the Des Moines Social Club. It's their free class day. So
what?
Free class. So they, you know how they have classes there?
Oh.
Yes, things that you can do. I'll give you some examples.
I thought it was like, I'll give you some class.
Like, come over here for some free class.
Yeah.
Here's your class.
Yeah.
Yes, but if you've ever thought about taking class at the social club, things like yoga, creative writing, belly dancing. I can see you doing that, Mariah, belly dancing.
Oh, sure.
That's all
yeah,
you.
That's so oh, yeah.
Music theory, if you want to, you know, hone your music skills.
And belly dance through
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they have kids dance, all ages hooping, everything circus. You can learn circus acts.
Hooping?
Hooping.
Like in hula hooping?
Oh.
Uh-huh, yes.
I'm good at that.
Michael's
I can
not
do
up
that.
On his hooping skills.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is at 5:30 on Thursday. So this is very cool. They have a whole schedule. You can check it out on their website, the Des Moines Social Club, and pick one of these classes to try out, or all. I mean, you can go to any of these classes. That's from 5:30 to 8 o'clock, and you can sample some classes at the Des Moines Social Club that you've been wanting to learn.
Classes.
All this time. Yes, classes at the
now
Des Moines
Now, that's
Social
the kind
Club.
Of school you should be going to, Mariah.
The belly dancing school?
Very well. I mean, classes at the Social Club.
Well, which one would you take,
social
Michael?
Social classes.
Hooping. I'd like to do hooping.
You'd like to not circus. I can see you in the circus class.
Did you say hooking or hooping?
Hooping.
Oh, geez. Not that kind of class, Michael.
Hooking, yes.
Hey,
thank you very much. And we'll see you down the road.
We will.
We're going to miss our lovely and multi-talented Aww.
Mariah.
I know. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would have been Kim Wall, who was in here earlier talking about Flashdyne 4, Rachel Formaro, also Cheryl Tessier for Mariah Lewis, her last day here at the studio. We're all very sad. Monica Murray, Dustin Halderson, Mark McDowell, Jimmy Olson, Mary Sayer, and our newest member of the cast, Michael Tillman, ladies and gentlemen. Very good. For all of us associated with the hour, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.